Hello everyone! This is the Controller Disconnected podcast. I am your host, Matthias Carnero. No, I am not speaking the language of my people. I am speaking GOAT. What I said basically translates to, today we will talk about a game that was once an internet sensation, but I missed the train when it was originally chugging along. Well, I finally played it some time ago, and I got to see for myself what the fuss was actually all about. This is the viral phenomenon, Goat Simulator. I believe most of you listening already know or at least heard of Goat Simulator, but a good refresher is always appreciated. Plus, the game came out in 2014, which may feel like the last century to some people. It all started with a YouTube video showing off a buggy prototype of a game where the player controls a goat. The goat runs against the car and gets run over, being dragged with and rolling down the street. Soon as the car is gone, the goat gets up like nothing just happened and it wasn't a victim of a hit and run, and just continues to run along. The goat then goes on to do other normal things like hit random objects with its head, climbing up ladders, and getting launched across the map during another hit and run incident. What the heck is this? LMFAO, said some people. Game developing looks so fun, LOL, said some others. I thought somebody was talking to me on Facebook and Skype, said almost everybody. And then there were other commenters, who probably said it in jest, but with a dash of truth behind their statement, declaiming, where can I buy this game? I want to purchase it with my currency. Please let me know, how can I do so? Now, they weren't asking for a fully developed game. They literally wanted the exact thing that was on the video, broken like it was. And that is exactly what Coffee Stain Studios, the developers behind Goat Simulator, did. After a little extra time in development fixing the game-breaking bugs, but keeping all the funny stuff that people wanted, optimizing and adding some other things to the game, they released the final product on April 1st, 2014. That is indeed April Fool's Day. So now that we've established how the joke came to be, we can talk about what the game is like and what it's actually got to offer. I've seen all kinds of simulators to date, from flight simulators to farming simulators, racing simulators to truck driving simulators, but none of them quite make me experience the feeling of being a member of the Caprine subfamily quite like Goat Simulator. After you start the game and navigate past the main menu, you are dropped off into the familiar village from the video, and are free to do whatever you want. No objectives, no missions, no story, no progress requirements, no skill trees, no crafting, nothing. The world of Goat Simulator is your oyster. Side note, I never quite understood why the world being an oyster means you can do anything you want, but this isn't The Illusionist, so I won't be spending my time looking into it. So, with the world at your feet, and endless possibilities, what do you actually do here? Honestly? I don't know. That's one of the reasons why I could never get into Minecraft, for example. I'm very bad at making objectives for myself, so I prefer a little bit of hand-holding while I play. That's not to mention, I'm already lost enough in life, I don't want to feel like that in my video games. But if you're like me, you'll be glad to know that you don't have to be completely lost in this game. There are a list of quests that you can choose to do, such as getting a certain amount of points, doing tricks, and other more specific things. The point system works much like the Tony Hawk series of skateboarding games with doing tricks, but other random stuff will also give you points. Hitting stuff, licking people, jumping on trampolines, almost anything you do will give you at least a few points. There are also the achievements and trophies which come standard with every game nowadays, and they are what I chose to go after during my time playing the game. Might as well get something to show off on my profile after playing, no? The goat controls don't go too far with what's shown on the original prototype. You can run and jump, climb places and hit things, and lick everything with your very sticky tongue. I swear it must be coated with epoxy because it won't come off anything. Until you press the licking button again, then it lets go. In addition to those controls, there's also a slow motion button which makes everything move very slowly. Fun for when you want to see chaos happening for longer, or doing those complicated tricks like licking the airplane that flies above the village. The latter is one of the many crazier quests in the game, like sacrificing your fellow goats on a pentagram, breaking up a barbecue party by rolling down a boulder into it, summoning a UFO by placing a bacon, which is a beacon with a bacon on it, the E is in parentheses, in a crop circle, among others. There's also a ragdoll button, which makes the goat go limp, and lets the ragdoll physics go nuts on its poor little body. If you want to cause further hijinks, there's a whole other city just waiting for you to lick it up. Go through the tunnel in the village, and let the mayhem run free. You can crash Dead Mouse's rooftop party, ride the roller coaster on the carnival, you can drive a boat, you can even buy hats! There's a witch hat, a bicycle hat, and for the Swans fans in the audience, there's also a cowboy hat. Yeehaw! The city also has other activities such as riding bicycles, perfect to go along with the bicycle hat, giving people rides, and races where you run as fast as you can and even run up walls doing parkour and stuff. Despite what the name of the game might indicate, you don't have to play as just a simple goat in Goat Simulator. There's a list of gameplay modifiers called mutators in the game that change the appearance of your goat, and some that give you special abilities as well. Some of them include the tall goat, which changes the goat into a giraffe, the devil goat, which you get by sacrificing the goats on the quest I briefly mentioned before, the angel goat, which lets you jump higher and also float in the air with a special ability. You get a halo and angel wings, and it's so cute. A jetpack to fly around the place, and my favorite, the Goatborn, which fans of Skyrim will find very enjoyable as well. I don't like it because of Skyrim, though, but I haven't played Skyrim. I just liked it because it launches things out everywhere. There are also a few fun Easter eggs spread around the game, such as the Dead Mouse Party I also mentioned earlier, Minecraft-like blocks that let you build a house, and a graveyard whence lies the Slender Goat. It's got pale features and long legs and no face, though by the time you notice those things, it'll already be too late. In addition to the original village and the city, there are other expansions with greater remixes on the Goat Simulation. Goat MMO Simulator draws inspiration from World of Warcraft and other similar games where you play a class of your choice and complete quests, gaining experience along the way, leveling up, and unlocking new mutators made specifically for the expansion. In Goat Z, a zombie outbreak has happened in the city, and you must survive by any means possible. Managing resources, hunger, and health, you must kill zombies and fend off any attackers to stay alive. And as its description says, it's the only survival game not in early access. At least it was back in 2015. There is also the Payday expansion, where you steal people's money, and the Waste of Space expansion, where you go to space! I was very much looking forward to playing all of them, but unfortunately they're all paid downloadable content. I didn't feel inclined to spend money, so I didn't play them, unfortunately. They all look pretty fun from what I've seen, though, so if you're less attached to your money than I am, go out and get them all. For the record, I played the game on PlayStation 4, and it was one of the free PlayStation Plus games of the month of January, so that influenced the tightness of my wallet a little bit. However, I did hear that the Nintendo Switch version has all the content included, so that sounds like the ultimate version of the game if you want to get it. In conclusion, there's not a lot I can say about Goat Simulator that hasn't already been said in the past 6 years. It's a game you play to have a quick laugh or pass the time when you don't want to know what else to play. I already use Apex Legends to warm up for gaming sessions, but I can see someone else using this for the same purpose. But in the end, it's really just a dumb game. To quote the developers themselves, Goat Simulator is a completely stupid game, and to be honest, you should probably spend your money on something else, such as a hula hoop, a pile of bricks, or maybe pull your money together with your friends and buy a real goat. Don't actually buy a real goat unless you live in a farm, though. But to give them some credit, I checked out their website and they have a game called The Westport Independent, which looks very interesting. I think I'm gonna check that one out some other time. Until then, turn off your brain and go wild on Goat Simulator. And that does it for this episode of Controller Disconnected. Thank you very much for listening, and please give us a kind review on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. You can find an easy link for both on the show notes, or you can go straight to ratethispodcast.com/condisconnected. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you may be listening, and we are available on all podcast platforms. The Slender Goat will be watching, and you don't want to anger the Slender Goat. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the handle condisconnected. Once again, thank you for listening. I am Matthias Carnero, and I will talk to you soon.